Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. I'm so glad to be back on the air with you all. It's been quite some time, so we're definitely going to keep doing this weekly. I am Psychic Miriam. Good morning on this beautiful Sunday here on the East Coast. Not sure where you guys are all at, but it's gorgeous. We're going to do things a little differently today. I have some great news I'm going to release at the end of our 15-minute on-air show. And as always, I will be doing free readings. We are going to limit it to 1 minute or to one question. If it goes past a minute, because there's so many of you in line, I will have to cut you off, and you can email me at psychicmiriam@yahoo.com for me to finish your reading, just because last time I got a bunch of emails of people saying, you know, well, this person asked one question, but their reading went from 1 minute to 4 minutes, and it cut a bunch of us out of line, which I do agree with. Also, I'm on chat, so if you have any questions on there, I'll be more than happy to answer them on there. Today I'm going to do the readings. I'm going to have a few, of course, feng shui tips for you to help with money. Everybody's wanting to save up or try and get extra money for summer vacations or school or parties or whatever it is for the summer season. So we'll be doing that as well. And, of course, any questions you have, I don't always have to answer reading questions in the call list or in chat. I can also answer, you know, dream questions or money questions or things like that, or feng shui tips or how do I meditate, so things like that. So I'm going to go ahead and go with the first caller. Your area code is 916.
Thank you,
hello?
Miriam. My name is Wendy from Sacramento.
Hi, Wendy. How can I help you?
I've applied to Kaiser Permanente for their member services position. I also applied to Franklin Templeton for their TA associate position. Will I get an offer from each of them, and will I keep the job for several years?
Well, I actually do see that you will receive the job from both. Templeton might give you more room for growth for some reason it's showing, but you will get to pick, and you will stay at whichever one you do pick for quite some time.
Sounds wonderful.
Yeah, so this is great for you.
Yes, I had a panel interview at Franklin Templeton last week, and I aced it. And so I'm hoping that Kaiser Permanente gets me in for a job interview before the start date of June the 6th at Franklin.
Let me see. That shows yes, they will. But it's very close. It might be like a day or two before.
Okay. Well, then what I might do is postpone Franklin Templeton until August, if they would still hire me, and then try out Kaiser, if they would still, you know, say, can I get in the August class instead? You think they might do that?
I see that they would have a problem with that, possibly, but if you email me, I can go into more detail with that for you.
Thank you very, very much.
You're welcome. I'm just going to put you on mute so you can still hear, okay?
God bless. Thank you.
Thank you, too. So then, as you can see, it's a very simple question, and then I'll be more than happy to answer you. I see you all in chat. Hello. I'm very happy that you guys are here. The next caller I'm going to take is with area code 201.
Good morning. Hello. This is Rose.
Good morning, Rose. How can I help you?
I have a very similar question. I interviewed with BNY Mellon last week, and I've been applying to other positions. What can you tell me about my job search?
Let me see. At the first place, the BNY, it shows it's between you and somebody else. I do see that you'll get offered the position. I'm not sure if you'll like the pay with that position. So don't be afraid to kind of go back and forth with them a little bit about your pay, because I do see, well, here it shows that you will end up accepting the position, but you might find something that pays you a little bit better the second week of June.
Oh, no, this is it. Excellent salary,
yeah.
So I'm worried that you're picking up something else.
Let me see. No, it's showing this one.
The money's great, almost six digits.
The money is good, but don't be surprised if they try and put something else in there, because it's showing something of you kind of going back and forth, but you accept the position.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yes.
I was a little worried for a minute
no,
there.
No,
so
it's not a bad salary. It's just they might add something else to where you're kind of like, I don't know if I agree with this or not.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay, thank you, Miriam.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Thanks. Okay, so everybody's kind of looking at different things. Money is a big thing right now. We just got out of a horrible retrograde. It was for about a month and a half. And it was not the greatest for some people. Other people, it was great because you do declutter things out of your life. I call it spring cleaning for your soul, where we get rid of things that we don't want to, and we actually have to deal with things that we've kind of had harbored inside. But once you let go of that negativity, we truly can kind of grow and move forward. And you'll notice, or most people should notice, that as soon as you let go of things that are very difficult for you, then we kind of allow other things to go. So Mercury is done being in retrograde. We still have a few others that are in retrograde, but it's not as horrible. We had 5 at the whole time of Mercury retrograde, so everybody was dealing with something. So let me walk over here to chat and let me see if we have any questions. Okay. I'd like to ask if you see me crossing paths with a blonde guy again. This shows yes, but it's in two weeks, 2 days, 2 months. There can be something there. I think that this person is dealing with the end of a relationship from the look of it here, but it can be something more towards the end of summer. Alrighty, so I'm going to do area code 480.
Good morning, this is Mike.
Good morning, Mike. How can I help you?
Well, I'm looking at thinking of making a local move and more closer to the ocean. I'm in California. And I was wondering if you see Ventura or Carpentria, or I guess there could even be an option much further inland, closer to work, and just kind of what your feel is about that.
Ventura, for some reason, has much – I live in Florida, so I have no idea where you're at in California. But Ventura, the energy seems much better for you. The other place you might like – the homes or wherever you're moving to, apartment, condo, whatever this is, you might like them a little bit better, but for some reason the Ventura is excellent for you.
Okay. Okay. Excellent.
Yeah, so this is a great move for you. I wouldn't be surprised that once you move to wherever you're moving to, if financially things get even better for you, because it's kind of like an overflowing of wealth for you that's coming. So that's exciting.
Well, yeah, and it's funny because I'm just finished my second month in a new sales position, so commission's going to really start to come here fairly soon.
Oh, okay, that might explain that. Okay, perfect. Awesome. Well, good luck with all of that.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. I'm going to put you on mute so I don't hang up on you, okay?
Sure. Thank you.
Thanks. Okay, so for the new people that are in line, I just wanted to reiterate, it's one call, one question, which everybody has been doing, which is awesome. If it extends to the minute, I will ask you just to email me. My email is at psychicmiriam@yahoo.com. And in about 5 minutes or so, I'm going to kind of release some great news for all the callers. It's a great offer. Doesn't cost you anything before. People are kind of like, what is this? For being my callers on today. So I'm very excited to be able to say this to you guys later today. So I'm going to go back over to chat. Okay, perfect. No more questions. It was the same one from before. I'm going to go ahead and do the next caller, and then I'm going to pull up the feng shui tips for everybody, and then we'll go into more callers. So the next caller I'm taking has area code 617.
Hello. Hi. This is Karen.
Hi, Karen. How can I help you?
Well, I was wondering, do you see a relationship coming forward for me this year?
Yes, actually, it's a very long-term relationship that's coming for you.
Wow.
But it's between now and fall, which means that it could be at any time, but you will be established and know that this is a serious, committed relationship before September.
Wow.
That's not that far.
No, I better start getting ready, huh?
Get it going, because it's coming.
Oh, that's excellent.
Yeah, it's a good thing for you. I think it's time you're ready for it. It shows your energy seems very highlighted by it.
Yes. Oh, this is excellent. Oh, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. I'll put you on hold, okay?
All right. Many blessings to you. Thank you.
Thank you. You too. Okay, so as in the last time that I did one of the blog talk shows, I always get tons of emails, and you might not even think about it while you're listening to it and going, oh, I don't want to hear about feng shui, I don't want to hear about these tips, but then you're going, oh, well, what did she say about keeping our toilet lids down and things like that? So I'm just going to do two or three different tips, again, for finances. Always, always, always make sure your toilet seat is down, obviously not while you're on it, but when you're done using the facilities, make sure your toilet lid is down, because once your toilet lid is down, it doesn't allow money to drain out of your pocket or drain out of your house. And that's great for other people who are also readers, and that's your basis of financial money coming in and things like that. You know, you'll notice that you get more clientele or business people. Huge thing, even if you're in your offices, put your toilet lids down when people aren't looking, and you'll notice that there's an influx of business and clientele that comes in. Everybody always asks me about intentions. It's great to write them on a dream board. I have dream boards, and every year, 9 out of 10 things are marked off because they've happened. But another big thing with feng shui is if you can get a red envelope each week, write in your intention on a piece of paper and stick it in your red envelope, I can almost guarantee you that it is going to happen. And it's because you definitely, you know, you're putting out the energy for it to happen, and that's a huge thing. And last but not least, declutter, declutter, declutter. We carry so much stuff. I mean, you can just look at your phone, or if you have Pinterest, it's clutters, organization, digitalized. So make sure your home is decluttered. I mean, get storage spaces. Make sure that they're not under your bed, because that's going to create a lot of funky energy for you. But declutter is the biggest next step for financial things going on in your home. And if you have questions, once again, you can email me at psychicmiriam@yahoo.com. Good question on chat. Could I give tips for keeping negative energy at bay? I will actually talk about that towards the end of this. And email me, Dove, because I have a blog about that that I can send you. But, you know, as long as you don't allow yourself to feel the negative energy, in a sense, if somebody's saying something negative to you, you know, you can kind of block it. Like, no, today I'm not going to think about this. Just think that in your head, and you'd be surprised at how your energy blocks it. So before I take the next two callers and chat, just stay on after the show ends because I can answer a few more questions. So the big news is, well, it's big news for me, is I'm going to be doing a webinar, and it's going to teach you, you can pick, there'll be three choices. You can either do the one that teaches you how to meditate, which also allows you to become more spiritual for yourself. I'm also going to be doing a webinar on feng shui and how to keep negative energy completely away from you and allow positive things to come your way. And I can also, I'm also doing another one on if you feel you're spiritual and you want to learn how to read or how to be a psychic, because everybody's psychic in their own way, but how to really open up on that, that is the third one. So if you're interested in any of these, they're free for today's callers. Just make sure you write in your comments webinar and tell me which one you want. The email is psychicmiriam@yahoo.com. For this last minute, I'm going to take the next caller, and their area code is 780. Hello.
Good morning. How's it going?
Good. I'm good. How can I help you?
Yes, Jay calling from Canada. My question is regarding the wordplay that we use in spirituality. And there's actually a word that, a couple words actually kind of like drive me crazy right now, and that is the word is commitment and devotion. And just what your views are on those two words, because I find commitment is more of a tangible thing that has a, like a agreement or it has
right.
something that's in, footed in stone, basically. And devotion is has more of a loving expression of something for something or somebody. And just wondered, I feel that they both work hand in hand, but there's also one that has an obligation and one that doesn't. Maybe answer my own question.
That's basically the way that people do look at it, is one is more out of love and the other one people feel very chained to.
Yeah.
And that's just something that is there in your mind, in a sense. When somebody says that or you hear somebody say that, if you can flip it into the way that you're wanting it or the way that you're not there trying to describe it, you'd be perfectly fine. You wouldn't feel as chained to it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, because most people, they do interchange them, but one does mean more out of love. you know, you're doing it unconditionally.
So I feel that it works. In some ways, I feel it could be a hamper to relationship stuff, too. Could it?
Oh, it does. Because people, when you hear, oh, I'm committed to you, it's like, great, I'm stuck with you. When you hear, oh, I'm devoted to you, it's, I want to do this freely towards you.
Hmm. That's true. Freely. That's a good word.
It's a big, it makes a huge change for people.
Yes. And what offers more liberation than anything else?
It does, because it's something you're doing on your own. You don't feel forced into doing it.
Yeah.
That was actually a very good question.
Yeah, you're welcome. I have other good questions, but maybe I'll put them in the chat room with the time being.
Yeah, put them in the chat room. I'll be on there for at least the next 5 or 10 minutes.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Take care.
You too, bye-bye. Well, it was such a pleasure to talk to all of you. I know that the on-air is done. I will actually try to do another blog talk tonight for those of you that are in line. Or email me, psychicmiriam, spelled the same exact way that it's on here, at yahoo.com. And with that, I'll be more than happy to answer your question. Just write in your subject line, blog talk on hold, and I'll be able to do that. Also, don't forget to sign up for the webinar. Just email me that as well. I'll put it on my website at psychicmiriam@yahoo.com. It was such a pleasure to speak to all of you, and I can't wait to talk to you later. Bye-bye.